Okay, today's Daf Lamed Zayin. We are on Daf Lamed Zayin on the third line. Hacha Gabi Mil Beres. So up to now, the Gemara has been talking about Nefel, the Gabi Chalitza. Right? Someone did Chalitza and there was a Nefel involved, the baby wasn't viable. The question was, were they Mekil, the Gabi, and Eishes Kohen, so that she wouldn't be usher to her husband? They say she doesn't need to do Chalitza. So now the Gemara is going to ask, what about if you have a mu'uberes or a menekes, right? Someone who's, I guess he becomes single, whether by death or by, actually not by death here, not by divorce, but by death, mu'uberes or menekes, if they were make on her, if she violated and married a kohen before the allotted time had elapsed, post her husband's demise. So do we say that the Kohen should not divorce her, because if he does divorce her and takes her back later, well, he can't take her back later, because Kohen can't marry a divorcee. So hacha gabi mu'uberes chaveru u'meinekes chaveru hanesu l'kohen. So have a mu'uberes or meinekes chaveru who is married to a Kohen. Mai, what's the din? Mi avud rabbanan takanta l'kohen or lo? Do they make a takanta for a Kohen or lo? Rashi explains, the afal gavli, third line, the afal gav to Yisrael by inan yotzi beget achegi esmana. When it comes to if she's married to Yisrael, we say she should divorce it. He should give her a divorce until a lot of time elapses, then he can remarry her. Hasam hulich shegi esmanu matz la'adura. He can take her back. Aval hachad imegarishla. If he divorces her, lo matzim hardelay. Right. So do we say tisagi be'afrash ba'alma? Do we say just separate for the time being, and then after the lot of time elapses, you can go back? So the Gemara says. So basically, the Gemara says. So amrelay sort of Oshia. Raider of Edi says back to Rav Ashi, "Haki hashta." It can't be compared to what we learned yesterday, right? That we said that the Eishes Kohen should not do chalitza. The Kohen should not do chalitza to his wife who he married, right? Because Bishlama Hassan over there, where she had given birth to a child, right, and the child died within 30 days. So we can say that the Eishes, and so therefore it was a suffolk, and we know what to do with the Kohen who married her. Do we say that the Kohen should do Chalitza just to take care of the previous marriage? We say over there, Kohen doesn't have to do it. Well, I cave on the Ikar Rabbanan, the Palig Alei, the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, because we can be so much on a Shita there. Very important Gemara to show you that even Shitos that are rejected the Halacha still sometimes are revived in certain scenarios, except for Beis Shammai. Beshamai doesn't exist. Beshamai is ain't a halacha. It's knocked off. But you have other halachas that, if the time comes up, it's necessary to use them. You can be somech on them. It's up to the poskim to deal with. But there is there an option there for them? So he says the ikar rabban the poligalei the Rav Shimon Gamliel the amri who they say afal gav delo shaha, even though you know they didn't wait for the 30 days for the vlad to become a kayama afal gav delo shaha, right? Nevertheless, since most women give birth to a Vlad Shal Kayama, right, we're going to be somech on them. We're going to say Vlad Ma'al Yahave. And Gabi Eishes Kohen came to the Efshar. And since by the Eishes Kohen there is no other choice in that case, Avdinan Kerabanan. We're going to hold like the Rabbanan. So at least there's a Shita. There's a Shita over there that says, don't do Chalitza, because we're going to assume that the Vlad was a Vlad Shal Kayama. Therefore, there was no not necessary to do Chalitza. And therefore, the Kohen won't do Chalitza if he marries that woman. If it was a Yisrael, we won't be so mech on that rule. We're just saying, you don't lose anything. Do Chalitza, then remarry her. But here, the Gemara says, but here where he marries a Mu'uberes u'meinekes, aval hacha, keman nave. Who are we going to be so mech on? Meaning, Mimanasha, he's going to have a problem. Because, Iker Rabbi Meir, Rav Meir said, "Ha'amar." This is talking about the Rav Meir says by Yisrael, "Yotzi v'lo yachzir olamis." Rav Meir says you have to give a get, and he can never remarry her because he violated the takana of the Rabbanan of marrying the woman before the a lot of time after she was muberes u'meinekes. Rav Meir says divorce and never take her back as a kanas, I guess. So Cohen's got a problem there. It can't be someone called Rav Meir who says the divorce. The ikir Rabbanan ha'amri beget. Rabbanan themselves say you have to give a get in this scenario. So there's nobody to be someone called for the Cohen. So the Cohen's lost. The Kohen's stuck. If the Kohen marries the Muberes or Menekes prior to the lapsed a lot of time, he's got a problem. He has to divorce her. Once he has to divorce her, he can't take her back. Okay. So there's a Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph that says it's also for a person to marry a Grusha or an Amana if 3 months have not passed from the date of death or the date of Gerishim. So the Gemara is not going to ask a question. I'm not sure why this is here as opposed to Daf Mem Aleph where that mission appears. The Gemara is going to ask what happens if he's Mekadesh the woman, this Kiddushin, and then runs away. Does he have to divorce her?
Who runs away?
He. Him. He's Mekadesh her, and he runs away. So Itmar. Kitcha Besoch Shlosha Vibarach, and he runs away from the city. Right? Pligibot is Machlokstin of Achim Rav Raf and Rafram. Does Beis Din have to force him to give a get because he violated the Kana? Or maybe the fact that he ran away, we have no reason to just go chase him down and just say forget about it. The fact that he ran away, he realizes that nothing's gonna happen. So Chad Amar
is run away literal?
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
He just run out of town.
Rashi. He ran away. Ran away, he's gone. Chad Amar question Machlokstin we showed him how far he has to go. So the rush brings down that he has to go far enough that he couldn't come back. He couldn't get back within the allotted time necessary for the to wait after a divorce or after death. So I guess it would be a three month travel. So Chadam Misham Timlei basically put him in Chayrim to force him to give a get. And Chad Amar Eruke Misasye. His the fact that he got up, that he ran away, that's enough. Because by Rashi says, Iruku Misasle, Lo Boy Limikvaye, you don't have to force him to licht of get, the Goli Daite, the Lo Boy Lichnos Adzmano. Because the fact that he ran away, we know that
he doesn't want to live with that.
Well, no, it shows that he's not gonna marry her until the allotted time elapses. But he's not here. That's why the Rashi says he has to run away that amount of time. Right. And Havei Uvda, there was this situation which just happened. Rafa says, Iruka Misasye. So he says, Allah is that, just the fact that he ran away, that's sufficient. And before we said, Pligiba, Ravach, or Rafa, we didn't know which one said which. And now it's clearly that Rafa says, is the one who says that his departure itself is enough for us, and we don't have to worry about it. And we know that he's not going to get married to her, he's not going to do Nisuin with the prior to the allotted time elapsing.
Didn't we say at the beginning of it
that you married her? Mikadisha. Kitcha. Okay. All right. The Seifa of the Mishnah said that if you have the brother of the deceased does Yibum, right, he's Mikadisha, does Yibum, and it turns out that she is a Muberes, right, and she gives birth to a Vlad Ben Kayama, so it's a suffix whether the Vlad, we have a suffix whether the Vlad is a 9-month Vlad and belongs to the first husband, and therefore there was no need for Yibum, or the 7-month Vlad and belonged to the second husband. So we say that he has to divorce her, he has to separate from her, because maybe he violated the Isra, the Erva of Eishas Ach, but the baby is Kasher Mimanushach, because either he's a 9-month baby of the first husband, and that's fine, or he's a 7-month baby of the second husband, and fine. But we say that the Yavam and the Yavam have to bring a carbon Ashram Taloi, because there's a suffix here, maybe they violated an Isser that's Chaya Kares, which is the Arayas of Eishasach. Because if it was a Ben Kayama, then there was no need for, they should not have had Bia, if it was not the first husbands, and they did. So, Amalei Rava le Rav Nachman. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, why do we say that there's a suffix over here, and we force him to bring an Ashram Taloi? Let's be Somech on the Rove, and say that halach achar rov nashim, the rov nashim letisha yaldan. Most women give birth, most babies, their gestation period is 9 months. So let's say it's 9 months. This is from the rov. So this came from the first husband. And I have to bring a korban chatas, which is dashim talui. So Amrle, so Rav Nachman says back to him, nishedi dan, in my town, right, lishiva yaldan. Most women give birth for 7 months gestation period. So he says to him, Rav says, Rav Nachman, kishkoyach, in your town, that's great. That's not the rov. So Amar Nishaidid Khu Haviru Alma, the women in your town are the rove of the world? No, the rove of the world. So the halakhu have to pass it according to the rove of the world. The rove of the world is 9 months. So 9 months means it belongs to the first husband. They should not have done Yibam here. The baby's kosher, but they should bring a Karma Khatas. So Amarle Hakikamina, this is what it meant to say. Rove Nashim Yaldan Letisha. Most women, you're right, Ainachanami, give birth 9 months. Umiyut Lashiva. And there is a miyut that gives birth after a 7 month period. But v'chol hayoledes l'tisha, there's something that's messing up the rove here, because most women give birth at 9 months, and most of those women who give birth at 9 months, ubra nikar l'shlish yamel, after 3 months, it's recognizable that they're expecting that they're pregnant. V'zo, and in this case, ho'yel v'lo hukar ubara l'shlish yamel, we didn't recognize it after 3 months, because had we recognized it after 3 months, we would have realized that it took place 3 months ago, and that the baby was from the previous husband, not from this husband. So, however, the hooker, Ubra, Lishlishimea, Itra Le Ruva. So the rove falls away, So we knock something knocked off the rove. The rove falls away. We don't have a rove saying it belongs to the first husband. Therefore, if it's a suffix. Maybe it's not. Maybe it belongs to the first.
She wasn't recognizable.
Because she wasn't, because it wasn't recognizable, that knocks away the rove.
Once,
right. Once it knocks away the rove, then we have a suffix. Maybe first, maybe second husband, Asham Toloi, not a chatas. The Gemara says, wait a second. E kol hayoledes letisha ubra nikolish tushimeo. You just said all women, right? That's the lashon he said. He said, kol hayoledes letisha, the kol hayoledes letisha ubra nikolish. So that's the case. So harm is lo hooker. So if this woman was not recognizable after the first trimester, I guess, that she was expecting, then ubra vadai bar shivu lebasrohu. That it definitely belongs to the 7 month baby. It's a 7 month baby, belongs to the second husband. And there should be no carbon whatsoever. The Gemara says, no, Ella Ema will say as follows. Rove Hayoledes Letisha. Most women give birth in a 9 month gestation period, and most of those women are nikar after the first trimester. The third month. Right? And over nikar l'shlisha meah. V'hai, midlo huk l'shlisha meah, itarele ruba. So this knocked off a rove. It doesn't say it knocked off a rove. So it knocked off a rove. We're back to the statement we had before. The Vlad is kosher, because we manash shachar, either it's a 9 month baby, the first husband, fine, or it's a 7 month baby of the second husband, fine. But the second husband and the brother and the wife and the woman have to separate because maybe they violated the Isser of Arias, and it tends to separate them as a maybe. They have to bring an Asham Toloi. Okay, new topic. Oh, coffee. Okay, the Mishnah had said that a suffik ben tisha l'rishon, a suffik ben shivla acharon. We said again, the Vlad is kosher. That's what we just said. We don't know. The Vlad is kosher. So Tana Rabbanan.
Kosher l'gabi what?
It's a kosher baby.
Kosher
l'gabi everything.
A kosher baby?
Yeah, it's not a mamzer. It's not a mamzer. Right? So Tana Rabbanan. Here we say, go, Rishon, the Rishon who was born, right? That baby is born after, they did the Yivam. That baby is born. Rohui liyos kohen gadol. He's so kosher, he could even be the Kohen Gadol. If the father and their Kohanim, he can be the Kohen Gadol. He has pure yichus. Because, what is he? He's not a mamzer. He's clearly not a mamzer. Either he's the son of the first husband or the son of the second husband. He's not a mamzer, right? But Shani, let's say this brother and the Yavama stay together and have another child. So Shani, mamzer misafik. It's a mamzer misafik. We're going to see what mamzer misafik means. The Gemara is going to dime whether mamzer misafik means a suffik mamzer has a din as a vaday mamzer, or there's a separate category of suffik mamzer. The nafkamina being, can the mamzer misafik marry another mamzer? If we treat him like a mamzer vaday, then he can marry a mamzeris. If we treat him like a suffik mamzer, the Gemara is going to bring down, leave a suffik mamzer as a machlokas, whether a suffik mamzer can marry another suffik mamzer, because maybe it's like a chatzid other chatzid of korin, and maybe the kosher part is being okay in the suffik part.
Only suffik mamzer, that's it. Very small pool.
Very small pool. Mamzer is a big tragedy. It's very, very.
Suffik mamzer.
Right, well, if a suffik mamzer can marry a mamzer, then you have a bigger pool.
Right.
But then you even limit it more. Yeah, it's very, very small pool. It's a big tragedy to do that. So he says, okay, and Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov says, ain mamzer misafik. There's no mamzer misafik. What that means is a machlokas. If you remember here, point out quick, and Rashi makes the point on the first line on Amud Beis, everyone wants to have their shita line up with Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, because Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, as Rashi brings down, is Mishnah of Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Kavinoki. He doesn't say much, but when he speaks, he's like E.F. Hutton. Whenever he talks, people listen. He's the guy. So if you want to make sure whatever shita you say lines up with Lazar ben Yaakov, that's basically what's going to try to happen right now, to line up every shita with Lazar ben Yaakov.
What is that? Rashi?
The Amud Beis. First Rashi and Amud Beis. So Lazar ben Yaakov Omer ain mamzer misafik. So what does that mean? So my kamar, what does it mean that Rav Lazar ben Yaakov says there's no such thing as a suffik mamzer? Of course we know there's a suffik mamzer. If a mamzer, it's a suffik, whether it's a mamzer or not. So what does he mean, ain mamzer misafik? So Amar Abaye Hachika Amar. This is what he said. Right, let's read the Rashi of Hasheni, because we're talking about the Sheni. The second one we say is the Sefik Mamzer. So Rashi of Hasheni says, Im Kaima Achi Yodalo Ben Vade Mamzer Misafik. If they keep her married to the Yavam, who's married to the Yavama for a longer period of time until they have another baby, it's a Mamzer Misafik. Why? Because Shema Rishon Ben HaMes. The first one is the son of the Mace, the Have Kayala Bikaris, and living with her is a Karis violation. Vishtaka Chai Sheni Vlad Chayeve Krisos Mamzer. And it turns out that the son, the offspring of a Chiyav Krisos relationship, is a Mamzer. But maybe the Rishon belonged to the second husband, then so it's not a mamzer, so there's a suffix there. So Maika Amr, what does it mean? Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says ain mamzer misafik. So Amr Abaye Hachi Ka Amr. This is what he says. It means to say the Rishon is royally as Kohen Gadol. The first baby born is royally as Kohen Gadol. The Rimana Shach, it either belongs to the first husband or the second husband. Tosos just asks that it seems to be a problem because there's a Gemara in Ksuvos, Tosos, second to bottom Tosos. There's a Gemara in Ksuvos that says that if they don't know who the Kohen's father is, then he doesn't. Then they have a Yichus problem. Yeah, you have a Yichus problem, right? And Mishtakin also Midei Kahuna Divayin and Zara Meyuchus Acharav. So the answer was that Zara Meyuchus Acharav is only Din Drabanan, and that Din Drabanan only applies by Znus. But here there's no Znus. This first baby, we don't know who the father is. But Mimonosov, the father is someone who was married. It's not there's not a znus issue. So either belongs to the either he's born of the first husband or born of the second husband. There's no znus issue, so we don't have that side issue that Tosos brings up. Anyway,
the side issue is the brothers. The yichus is the
same. Side issue would be the brother.
The yichus is the same.
His yichus is fine no matter what.
Exactly the same person. Either way, you go back to the grandfather.
No, but if he's born, if you don't know who the father is, the Gemara says. You don't know who the father is.
Father's either the brother or the. Brother.
Yeah, but the Gemara is not talking about you going back another generation. The Gemara seems to say you have to know who the father is. But the Tosa says it's only Din Derabanan you have to know who the father is. Like in your scenario, if you know who the grandfather is, it would be fine. But the only time they have that issue of not knowing who the father is if Choshesh said there's a problem with Znus.
So you're talking about a different case, not two brothers.
Right, correct. Let's put that to the side.
But he has a brother
who was a second one. So the brother is something else, a big deal. It doesn't affect him. Okay. So Amar Abaye Hachik Amar Rishon Royli Os Kohen Gadol Visheni Suffik Mamzer. The Sheni is a Suffik Mamzer, the Asur B'Mamzeres, and a Suffik Mamzer would be Asur to a Mamzeres. That would be the case. Suffik Mamzer, Rabbi Rashi says, the Asur B'Mamzeres Ubik Sheira. You just got that's very small pool, right? Imagine what the writer of that resume. So Asur B'Mamzeres. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov comes along and says, Omer, ain't no suffik mamzer. He's not a suffik mamzer. El a vadei mamzer. We treat him as a vadei mamzer. Umut b'mzeres. So Elazar ben Yaakov was more mekel here, and he gives him a bigger pool. We treat him as a vadei mamzer, and he can marry a vadei mamzeres. But Rava Amar, he says, no. Rava Amar, hachika Amar. Rishon, rohi lios kohen gadol. Again, the Rishon can be a kohen gadol. Visheni, mamzer vadei misuffik. Visheni is a mamzer vadei misuffik. In other words, he's a vadei mamzer umutu b'mamzeres. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, no, ain't vadei mamzer. He's not a vadei mamzer misafik. Ela safik mamzer. Then asur b'mamzeres, and it would be asur b'mamzeres. So the machlokes in Abaye and Rava is what does Rav Elazar ben Yaakov treat the second kid as? Does Rav Elazar ben Yaakov treat the second kid as a vadei mamzer, and therefore he can marry a mamzeres? Or according to Rava, he treats the baby as a suffik mamzer, and therefore he may not even marry a mamzeres. He can only marry another. Well, he can marry anything. He can marry anything. We'll see. The kamiflagi midrabi Elazar, and we're going to see that the machlokas Abaye and Rava that they have machlokas in the shita of Elazar ben Yaakov is l'shitasam l'gabi a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel interpreting Rabbi Elazar. So it's Rabbi Eliezer is kavanaki, and we have Rabbi Elazar. Okay. So how does that work? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Daf Ayin Dalet. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says, Vada'on vivada'on mutter. Right? Isuri kahal. Right? You have Isuri kahal. What? Okay, Isuri kahal. Right? That a Vade Asur and another one that's Vade Asur can marry each other. So a Vade Mamzer can marry a Vade Mamzeres. Vadai b'sveikon, if we have a vadai mamzer and a suffik mamzeres, usveika mivadon, or suffik mamzer and a vadai mamzeres, and, what? That's what he says. Visveikon b'sveikon, that's not a problem. Visveikon b'sveikon, and us, a suffik mamzer and a suffik mamzeres, they are all usher. Those are all usher. Right, Rashi says, the kamiflagi amai b'rava did outside vadon v'sveikon aser. Why is a vadai mamzer aser with a suffik mamzer? Shema has suffik kosher hu v'nimtza ba mamzer b'kahal, and then he's marrying a mamzer. That's a problem. V'chein suffik mamzer b'suffik mamzer is a shema zeh possible zeh kosher. Yeah, the problem of the possible kosher side being pogeya with the vadai non kosher side. So what are sveikon? What do we say are suffik? Are suffik? Psule Kahal. I just used the mamzer example, but there are other ones. He says, number one is Shatuki. Son is a Shatuki. That's who we know the mother is, but we don't know the father is. So when you say Shatuki, when the kid asks the mother, who's my daddy, she says, be quiet. So he keeps quiet. That's a satuki. Who your daddy? He keeps quiet, right? The asufi, right? So therefore, and what's an asufi? Rashi says shenesaf min asuk shuk uvekulu ikalamecha shemim mitzvah asabu. The mother was basically a zona, and she had relations with many people, so she has no idea. She has no idea who the father is, and maybe the father is another apostle, right? Okay. The kusi again. The kusi are also suffik mamzerim. Why Rashi says. Because the Kusi did not really follow Jerusha's Chazal, and therefore ein makbid akadusha kesef ishtar. They were not makbid if somebody else was makadish a woman via kesef ishtar. Right, kesef they don't learn out. I guess the gzereshava the Ephron, and by kesef I guess they don't ishtar. They don't learn out the luck of the heis of a yotzta, which we learn out kadusha ishtar. So he says the less like gzereshava the kichachicha. Well, he only brings down that one. Okay. So if one person did Kedusha Yishtar or Kedusha Kesef, another person would swoop in and still marry her, despite the fact that she was Mekudosh to somebody else. So they're all Savik Mamzeros, because maybe the mother was married to somebody else before her current husband took her. Because she was could have had Kedusha Yishtar or Kedusha Bia, or Kedusha Kesef. Okay. That's a kusi. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Halacha k'Rav Elazar. The Halacha is like Rav Elazar, which means that a Suffolk Mamzer cannot marry a Vaday Mamzer. Suffolk and Vaday are Usar. Okay. But the Ki Amar, that's what Rav says. The Ki Amar to Kameh to Shmuel, Rav Yehuda went and said to Shmuel, again, remember Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. So he learned that by Rav, that Rav said the Halacha is like Rav Elazar, and then he went to Shmuel. So Ki Amar Amritei Kameh to Shmuel, Amar Li, Shmuel said to me, can't be. Because Hillel Shoneh, we have a Masorah that Hillel said, Asara Yuchasin Alu Mibavel. There were 10 categories of people with Yuchas that went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. You had, number one, Kohanim. Number two, Levi'im. Number three, Yisraelim. First category. Number three, you had Chalalim. Those were Kohanim who were born from a Bia Psula. That's four. Geirei, you had Geirim, was five. Cherurei were Avadim who are Meshuchrar. That's six. Right? Then you had Mamzerei and Mamzerim. That's seven. Nesinei, those were the Givonim. That were you know, they converted in the times of Yeshua. Okay, that's seven. The Shatuke, wait,
that's nine.
Mamzeri, the Sine is eight. Shatuke is nine, and the Asufe is the one whose mother we don't know who she had to be with. The Kulan Mutarim Lavo Zebaze, and they can all marry each other. So what does it mean they all marry each other? Rashi says it doesn't mean they all marry each other. It means that they can, their categories, and all of them have the ability to marry within that category, the ability to marry. So Rashi brings them down. The Kulam Mutarim Zebazeh. And if they're all Mutar Zebazeh, that means we have included over here, you have Asufe, and Nisine, and the Mamzer. Looks like a Mamzer, Vadai, is marrying a Safe, because the Nasin, and the Asufe, and the Shatuke, those are all Sfekas. And if the Mamzer is a Vadai. Not within the 10 categories. Rashi will break it down. But you'll see one of the categories would be is that the last category of them is that the Mamzer can marry.
Last four in one category.
Right. So the Mamzer can marry the Shatuke, the Mamzer can marry the Asufe, and that's you have a Mamzer. What? We'll get to that. I just said Rashi will break it down. I just want to say that what's going on is that you see that there's going to be one category is going to allow the Vaday Mamzer to the Vaday Psulkal to marry a Suffolk Psulkal, which means that Shmuel is going to hold that the Lacha is not like Rav Elazar. He's going to say that a Suffolk Mamzer can marry a Vaday Mamzer. So let's read Rashi, because Rashi will help you. I amart bishlama, you have to add in, sveikon bivadon mutter. If you say that Suffolk psul can marry a Vaday psul, the kosher can sveikon bisveikon, and so too a Suffolk can marry another Suffolk, hainu dimishkachaslan leid kula mutarin zebezeh. Then we'll be able to find the scenario of kula mutarin zebezeh. How? In the first category, kohanim, levim, v'yisraelim, mutarin zebezeh. They have no problem, they can all marry each other. Category 3-2 is Levi'e the Yisraeli Chalali Geirei the Cherurei Avodim Meshuchar and Mutar Mzebezeh. The Levi, the Yisrael, the Chalal, the Ger, and the Evan Meshuchar, they can marry each other also. They can all get married. And then the third category would be Girim, Cherurei, Mamzer, Nesine, Shisuke, Vasufe, Mutarim Zebazeh. The Ger, who's not considered Kahal, he can marry all each other, all of them. That's why he's Mutar by a Mamzer, right? That's the list of conditions. So you see, you have the Vaday Mamzer marrying the Sveikus.
So that's against Rav Elazar. So you see that Rav passes like Rav Elazar, Shmuel passes against Rav Elazar.
What's that? Ger can marry a mamzer in Shemuel?
That's what he says, a ger can marry a mamzer.
Is that?
I don't know.
Ger seems to be in two categories.
Yes, right? The ger is in two categories.
Why is he bringing this up as a proof?
Because he brings Hillel. Hillel said that they can all marry each other. If they can marry each other, what's the scenario they can marry each other? You have the scenario of a Vaday Mamzer marrying a Suffolk.
That's not why Ezra brought them up. Ezra brought them up because he was afraid that they were going to. There was nobody to watch them in Bavel, so he wanted to keep an eye on who they were.
You see, but we're talking about Israel, Ezra. Hillel says, Asari Yusran. He pre-categorized. That came up. Hillel categorized the 10 categories. He put them in a category and said, the luck are we going, these 10 categories are. I don't care why Ezra brought them up. Bottom line is, Ezra brought them up. Now let's categorize them halachically.
But he didn't want them marrying each other.
What?
He didn't want them
marrying each other. Well, it says that Ezra says they didn't want to marry each other?
Yeah, he wants to keep an eye on them.
Okay, but it doesn't say that Ezra never says they can't marry each other. So Hillel's giving you the halacha.
He's breaking them up based on that.
Hillel's saying, of the 10 categories that Ezra brought up, I can break them down into different categories to tell you who's mutter, who is mutter to who. Right?
So
right.
That's considered kalash.
No, that's what Rashi brings down.
Why would the Rabbanim want a Suffolk Mamzer to marry a Vaday Mamzer? I don't understand that.
Why would the Rabbanim want a Suffolk Mamzer to marry a Vaday Mamzer?
I mean, we don't want to perpetuate the species, so to speak.
To marry something.
Why are we telling them
he has to do to
marry because you husband. Can't carry you can't say to somebody you can't marry.
You have to do something.
We're trying to stop this.
Right.
We're trying to stop Mom's Aram in the world.
I understand. So eventually you'll get
the permission.
So they have to marry somebody, so there's a way to marry somebody. You have a mitzvah. You have mitzvah puru who?
Mom's Aram has that mitzvah too.
Mom's Aram has a mitzvah, no. Mom's Aram doesn't put on tefillin. Where's the exemption?
So if a woman goes out and has an illicit relationship, so it's proof that she's lying a mitzvah.
Woman doesn't have a kheim of proof.
Or the man.
Maybe not, but the mom's not going out and having an illicit relationship if the chavim are allowing it.
He's afraid that eventually, down the line, they're going to intermarry with a
cousin. So you had to have pools, and you had to keep track of who was who.
Eventually.
Okay, so we had before. So you have to marry the Evan Meshuchar, and eventually the mom's comes purified.
Maybe if the 10 generations.
Okay, so? So what are you going to do? So kill him. And what are you going to do with him? What are you going to do with him? No, I took your argument to the absurd. I understand. But what are you going to do with him?
It's a problem.
Okay, so this is a way to deal with the problem.
What?
It's not his fault either.
This is the way to deal with it. No, it's why. That's the tragedy. Okay. So that's a separate issue. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Va'at Amart, and you said the Halacha to Rabbi Elazar. If you say the Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, how can this Vaday Mamzer marry the Nesin or the Shtuke? How can the Vaday marry a Safik? So Abaye saw La Kishmuel. So remember, Abaye held. What did Abaye hold? Abaye held that the halacha that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said that Abaye said that the suffolk the suffolk mamzer is treated like a vaday mamzer, and the suffolk can marry the vaday. So Abaye holds like Shmuel. The Amar halacha ke Hillel holds halachas like Hillel. The Moki Rav Elazar ben Yaakov leave the Hilchasa, and therefore he establishes. Since Abaye holds like Shmuel and Hillel, he wants Rav Elazar ben Yaakov to hold that way, so he interprets Rav Elazar ben Yaakov to say that Suffolk Mamzer is mutter by Vaday Mamzer. So Kihechid Lo Tikshe Hilchasa Hilchasa. So there won't be a kasha between one halacha to the other halacha. Because halacha is clear like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and the halacha, according to Abaye, is like Hillel and like Shmuel. So therefore I'm going to line them up. But I have to have them both.
Shtuki in a Sufi is a
Vaday
Mamzer.
No, Suffolk Mamzer.
A Suffolk Mamzer.
Well, correct. So if you're allowing a Vaday Mamzer to marry a Shtuki, right. So then you're allowing a Suffolk and a Vaday into a Suffolk. Right? And Rava Savala Karav, Dama Halacha Rabbi Elazar. Rava holds like Rav, who said the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, that a Suffolk Mamzer cannot marry a Vaday Mamzer. Therefore, he's going to establish with Elazar ben Yaakov to hold that as well. Right. So the Moki, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I'll leave it to Hilchasa. Hehechid lo tikshe Hilchasa Hilchasa. There won't be a problem Hilchasa Hilchasa because the halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Kavin Naki, and therefore I have to, whomever I hold like, I'm going to put in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov into that shita to make sure that I hold the halacha like this person, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds like me because the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay. Amar Abaye says, "Mina aminala. From where did I learn this din? They call sveika l'Rav ben Yaakov kevaday mashvile. That every suffik mamzer, according to Rav ben Yaakov, is treated like a vaday, and therefore he'd be mutter to marry a vaday mamzer." Right.
This question first.
Right. The Sanya, The Sanya, Relazim Yaakov Omer, Relazim Yaakov says, Hare, you have an individual, Sheba al Nashim Harbe. You have this man who had relations with a lot of women. The Ein Yodea al Ezu Mehen Ba. He doesn't know which one, I guess, he impregnated. I don't know why. The one that he impregnated is the one who's pregnant. But Ein Yodea al Ezu Mehen Ba. Bechein he, and so too she, Shebo Alea al Nashim Harbe. That she had many men have relations with her. The Eina Yodas me Ezem Hen Kibla. She doesn't know to which one she became impregnated. He doesn't know which one he impregnated. There are like four of them. He doesn't know which one it was. He impregnated, and she doesn't know which man impregnated her. Right? Nimsa Av Nos Esbito will have a problem because they'll end up having a possibility where the father can marry the daughter. Naach Nos Esachoso, a brother will marry a sister because you have no idea who is who, right? And Ismaile Kola Olam Kula Mamzerim. Your problem. You have the whole world filled with Mamzerim. You've got a problem. Valzen Nemar, and this the Torah says in Vayikra, Perikites, Umala Ha'aret Zima. You're going to have Zima. And what's this scenario? The scenario is only a suffix. That's right. The scenario is only a suffix. Correct. Even though it's a suffix, and therefore Rav Lazar ben Yaakov says, because it's only a suffix, maybe you'll marry, the brother will marry the sister. Nevertheless, Rav Lazar ben Yaakov calls them what? Calls them Mamzerim. Calls them Vadei Mamzer.
Right, because the next generation is.
He calls them a Vadei Mamzer. V'nismala kolom kulom Mamzerim. You're right, I hear you, but he's looking in on this generation. Yeah. He's calling him a Mamzer. So Rav says, so he's calling it a Mamzer. If you're calling this guy a Mamzer, even though it was a suffix, that proves that Rav Lozman Yaakov holds that a suffix Mamzer equals a Vadei Mamzer. So Rav says, no, Amalah Chachikamar. This Zima doesn't mean Mamzer. Zima means Zomahi. Becomes a suffix. That we're going to fill the world with suffix Mamzerim. That's what Zima is, like an acronym for Zomahi, which means we don't know what this person is. So if we don't know, not knowing a person is, it's a suffix mamzer. So I can show to you that what Rav Lozman Yaakov says is that it becomes a suffix mamzer, not a vade mamzer. So there's no raya. Okay. So yeter al kain. Now we're just going to continue with some statements of Rav Lozman Yaakov, but similarly related. Yeter al kain. Amar Rav Lozman Yaakov lo yiso isha b'mininazo. A person shouldn't. Again, this is before travel, before internet, before DNA and fingerprints, before all this stuff. Right? Lo yisa adam isha vina zo. Certain persons get married in one country, v'yelech v'yisha isha isha vina cheres, and then go to another country and marry another woman because he's allowed to because it's before the cheres reim regeishom shema, because maybe they won't know the families. Right? Yizdagu zelazev nims achlos yizachochel. You have a problem. They won't know that we're both the son or daughter of the same father. They will marry each other, and you have a big problem. So Gemara says, Eini, is that really true that we're not choshish for one woman, for a man to marry a woman here and a man to marry a woman there? That comes a scenario that we're familiar with it. I find it very, very strange. But Harav, in the scenario of Rav, ki ikla lidar dashir, when he would travel to the place called Dadashir, Machris v'amar, he would get up and he would say, man havilioma, who wants to be my wife for a day? Once my wife for a day. Rav Nachman ki ikla lishichanotziv machmiz amar man havi liyoma. Who wants to be my wife for the day? I mean, they're traveling to a different place and they're getting married again. Why are they getting married? Rashi says elsewhere they're getting married because then he doesn't, if you ain't no domev, if you're someone who has pas basalo, pasha ain't no basalo, so he has the ability to have relations, he's not going to have a problem of being koshes prisnus by marrying somebody else for the day. He's got his protection. Right? Right, Rashi Yoma says, no, Tosis brings it down, right? Pas Basalo. If he wanted to, we can have beer with her, and you don't have to be kosher. I don't know. Right? So nevertheless...
That's what you have to say about that.
Nevertheless, so the Gemara says, Shani Rabbanon, so the problem would be, so it would be our problem, the only problem the Gemara is saying, the problem is, now he's married to one woman here, one woman there, possibility exists, they'll have two children in different places, and they'll get married to each other. Gemara says, that's not a problem, because the Rabbanon, everybody will know, if you're the son or the daughter of Rav, or Rav Nachman, everyone's going to know that you're the son of Rav or Rav Nachman, or you're son, I'm also the son of Rav or Rav Nachman, so they're not going to have, they won't have that problem, they're going to keep track. Right, that's one answer. So the Gemara says, wait, how can it possibly be that they said, they went to the town, and they said, who wants to be my wife for a day, and they got married today. They can't get married today. You can't get married the day of. But how am I Rava says, Tiva'ua linase, once you ask a woman to get married, v'nis paisa, and she's agreed, shrichaleshe shivanakiyam. She has to sit shivanakiyam, because it's dam chimud, the Gemara talks about it. Maybe she was pierced anida, but she had a flow of blood because of the chimud. So to hear, Rav Nachman came how can you get married right away? Maybe she has to wait 7 days. So what's the Rabbanon, Shiluchayu have Meshadri Modilu. The Rabbanon would send the Shliach 7 days in advance. Who wants to marry Rabbi Nachman? We're coming here in 7 days. She would say yes. Then she would have the Dam Chimud. They would wait 7 days. Rav Nachman would come, and then they would get married. Very, very difficult. Very difficult. So the, what do I say about this? I say I'm not Rabbi Rav Nachman, and that's it. I think
everybody would know that there is a son of the Magid Shir.
Right, sure. That's the way it goes. That one guy who was listening. So. Well, I want everyone to know, as I said beforehand. I said beforehand, you have to be very careful. This microphone is very good. It picks up all the comments, as opposed to the other microphone that didn't pick up any of the comments. So whatever you want to say, let you know that not only I be recorded, you guys are all being recorded as well.
Okay. Yeah, we want to
stay on it.
Yes, dear. Okay.
So that's answer number one. The Avice Ema, another answer is why they didn't have to wait 7 days. The Rabbanon had no intentions of being actually having relations with her. It was just, they just had to have her available, and that was enough. There was no shash of there actually being any sexual relationship going on. It was just there in case. So therefore, they wouldn't have any hirurim or tefavznus, because they knew if possible, they have somebody who's married. But therefore what? So therefore, there was no dan chimud, because the woman knew, or the woman expected not to have via. So,
when
they leave,
they get divorced.
Or
you just
I guess
start?
So.
So what happens?
I guess so.
He leaves town, and that's.
I guess so. Yeah, okay, so that's one of the problems. So Tosfos says the Yesh Kam Pas Pasalo Kevin Sheim Rotzer was that base that if he wants to Kevin Hayaba Aleha, right? He would have beer with her. The Kevin Shepa'amim Lo Hayaba Aleha. Since sometimes he would not have beer with her. Lo Mischamda. The Lo Chazya, and he was no dumb chimur, she wouldn't see blood. The Ilo Tema Hachi Gam His Yachid Havi Aser. Because if you don't say this, then he can't even have Yichud with her. Because remember, the Gemara in Ksuba says that you have a Chassan whose wife is Pir Sanida, who Yosham Bin HaAnashim, V'Yashena Bin HaAnashim. So if you have a case of where she sees Dam Chimud, he can't even be with her. So it must be that she never saw you, she would not see Dam Chimud, because she wasn't expecting any sexual relationship. I guess then if he does decide to have relations with her, it would be so unexpected that she wouldn't have Dam Chimud, I guess. Anyway.
But what did they say that who wants to be a wife for the day?
For the day.
He asked that a week before?
That's the first, tomorrow's first answer was you have to ask a week before.
He asked that question a week before.
That's the first answer. The second answer is I don't have to answer. I don't have to do that because there's no expectation of bia.
He came to the town. So who was going to be wife for the day?
Right. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. He didn't do that. He slept a shliach. That was the first answer. The Gemara, how can you do that? Dam chimud. Two answers why they won't be dam chimud. Number one, it was sent. The shliach was sent 7 days in advance. Number two, there's no dam chimud because there's no expectation of bia. All right. Next, Tanur of Lozer and Yaakov Omer Lo Yisa Adam Isha Ishto. A person shouldn't marry his wife. A daitul legarsha, knowing that he wants to divorce her. Mishum sheneemar al tacharosh al reyecha ra'av hu yishel lebetachitach. Don't think evil to your friend when he thinks he's sitting securely with you. That don't marry a woman, you know, thinking that you're going to divorce her. I don't know what that's. What?
How could they go in there and say marry me for?
So maybe they didn't divorce her.
So they left all these married women all over the place. Yeah.
Another question.
Rent a bride.
Another question. Another question. I don't know. Maybe he's not condoning that practice. I don't know.
The purpose of getting married is
very selfish. It's only on them to avoid. Just recover your yetzer. Don't have beer with another woman. What's the problem?
But period of rib is a person. The purpose of getting married, and
there's no mitzvah peruvu on a woman.
I'm him.
He's already married. What's the problem?
Yes, he's married. But he families.
Okay. Next. Okay. Now we get back to some cases. Okay, Safek v'yavam shabo lachlok b'nikse misana. Safek amar anarba misana hu v'nikse didehu v'yavam amar at birai didaat v'les lachlo mide b'nikse have a multiple safek v'cholken. What's the case? You have the kid who's born with Safek.
9 months or 7 months?
He's a Safek. We don't know whether he was 9 months or 7 months. We don't know whether he was son of father A or father B. Father A dies. Now they're coming to, there's a Yerusha issue. So the kid says, that's my dad, I get everything. The brother, the other husband says, not stepbrother, the potential, the uncle or father, uncle slash father says, no, you are my son, and therefore I'm the brother, and I'm the Yorish. So I get it. So the Gemara says, what's the story? What are we doing? Right, so he gets, Suffolk Amar Anab Bar Misnahu, the Suffolk says, I am the son of the guy who dies, V'nichse didihu, and therefore the Nechasim belong to me, V'yavim Amar, and the Yavim says, At Birai Didat, you are my son, you Birai Didat, V'les Lach Lo Midi, and you don't have anything V'nichse in the Nechasim of the Mace, who's my brother, and your deceased uncle, I guess you would say. Therefore, it becomes a mom and a multiple suffix. It's mom and multiple suffix, a mom and multiple suffix, cholkin. Mom and suffix, we're cholkin. So Tosfos points out, wait a second, that mom and multiple suffix, cholkin is the sheet of sumchus. The rabbanon say, the mom say, emotzi v'chavir al-varaya. So they avoid me with mom and multiple suffix. So he says, the Tosfos says, the machlokas rabbanon and sumchus is only where one guy has more varaya to another person. Someone's a muksuk, someone's not a muksuk. Therefore, we can say, emotzi v'chavir al-varaya. Here's no muksuk here. Who's the muksa? The muksa is the deceased. There's no claim. No one has a better claim. So then Rabbanu will agree to sumklus that mamana multiple suffix, you're cholkin. You can take some yavamus, right? Some yavamus and some bava mesia, you know, together. Okay. Next case. So suffix ubnei yavam shabau lichlok benichze misana. So you have the suffix and the suffix, whether he's the son of father A or father B, and either his first cousins or his half brothers are coming to now to be cholik in the Yerusha of the mace who died. So what's the case again? So you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven has two sons, Avram and Yitzhak. He marries Sarah. Shimon marries Sarah. Shimon dies without any sons. So Sarah falls to Reuven b'Yivum. Reuven does Yivum to Sarah. And Sarah has a son, who we're going to call Suffolk. So you have Avram and Yitzhak and Suffolk, right? So Suffolk, it's a Suffolk whether he's the son of Shimon or the son of Reuven. Now Reuven dies. So now they're coming to split the Yerusha of Reuven. So the Suffolk guy says, that's my father. I get a portion. And whatever the portion is, and Avram is to say, you're not our brother, you're his son. Right. You get nothing, right? The suffix, right? Avram Yitzhak, the suffix says, I'm the son, and therefore I should get a portion. Avram Yitzhak say, you're not a brother. Oh no, it's the other way around. I think Shimon dies, right? What's the case? Shimon dies.
Shimon died a long time ago.
Right, Shimon did die a long time ago.
I'm saying he had to die. No.
Yeah, you're right. So what's the other case?
Why isn't it he wants an equal share?
No, now he died, but now they're trying to figure out who's the Yorish is. They're going into
second brother dies now.
No, I think the first brother. They're coming to split the first brother's chasim. Right, Rashi says, Safik ubnei yavam hasafik muksak behem biyoser dimimanashach isle zechiyah gavayah. Is that the case? So the case is that they're coming to split B'nichse HaMes.
From 5 years ago? Or 20 years ago?
Yeah.
And what's the claim of the other children? He's definitely not his father.
Yeah, so there's one second. Let me get the case again. Suffolk Ubenei... Yeah, the Yavam dies. This is right. The Yavam has to die here. So the Yavam, sorry, Suffolk ubnei Yavam, Shavo lachok benichse misana. So Suffolk Omer, the Suffolk says about him, Hahu gavra bar misnahu, I am the son of the mace. I was the son of the second husband, I'm the son of the mace.
No, the Yavam dies before the estate of the first deceased brother is distributed. And the Yavam's sons...
Okay, so the Yavam, the first estate is not distributed yet, and then the Yavam's fathers died. Ah, so the Suffolk says, the Suffolk guy says, I'm his son, I get the whole thing. I should get the whole thing. Right? Suffolk Amar, who gavra bar misnahu, and your brother who died doesn't get anything. V'nichse didihu. Ubnei Yavam Amri, and they say, no, at achinu at. You are our brother. So therefore, our father was the Yorish. He died, so now we're the Yorishim, and we have to split it, right? Uminso hu de isle bahadon, and you have a chelik because you're our brother, so you have a portion in it. So Savar Rabbanan kamed the Rav Masharsha lemeimar. So the Rabbanan thought in front of Rav Masharsha thought to say that leina mastisnehim. The answer to this would be a mishnah on daf kufam and beis. This not. We have a mishnah over there of a woman who did not wait the requisite 3 months until after her husband died, and she marries somebody else, and she has a child, a son, and we don't know if that son belongs to the first husband or the second husband, and she has other children from the first husband, from the second husband, she has other children. So who, the suffix son, Eino Yoresh Osam, he's not Yoresh any of the brothers. Because each time, let's say one of the brothers dies, so each time the brothers can say to him, no, you're from the other, and the other brothers say you're from the other. They can each push him off. You can't, and they have a claim, they have a good claim, he has a suffix claim, they can each push him off. Who ain't Yorish Osam, but the Haim Yorishim Oso. But they all will be Yorish him, the suffix, because after he dies, who's left? So the brothers from the first husband and the brothers from the second husband, they're both suffix, they both have the same claim, so they'll split it, the brothers will split it. Vahacha, and over here, it's the opposite way around, it's the claims are just opposite around. Ipcha, Hasam, Vahacha Ipcha, Hasam Amrle Asirayu Shkol, and Hacha Amrlehu Asirayu Shkolu. There, they claim, when the father dies, each of the brothers will say, bring a raya, and you're our brother, and therefore you can get a Yerusha. And here too also, he tells the Bnei Yavam, you guys are a suffix, bring a raya and collect. Because basically he comes from both sides. If he is the son of the first husband, he gets everything. If he's the son of the second husband, he still has a portion. So he's a muchzak. So you go prove that you're not. I'm a muchzak either way. I'm a muksak. So Gemara says, Amli Rav Mishashi, me dummy. There's no comparison to that case. Hasam inu vadai, ihu suffix. Hacha idi suffix. Basically, Gemara is saying, yeah, he has a vadai claim, but it's a suffix where that claim is coming from.
Which claim?
Yeah, he doesn't know which claim is coming from. Yeah, is he claiming from this guy? King? Yeah, you're right. Mimanusaf, no matter where you claim from, you'll get a portion. But you have no idea where that claim is coming from. You can't claim, oh, I have a... one way or another, I have a claim. What's your claim? This guy or this guy? No, no, no. What's your claim? This guy or this guy? No, no. What is your claim? You have no valid vadai claim.
But he gets a smaller amount than you.
But he's not considered a muksa because he's still he's not.
Yeah, because
it does matter. It does matter. He's not considered a muksa. Right? He doesn't have a vadai claim.
A portion. He has it for sure.
Midin suffik. He doesn't have a vadai claim.
No, he has a portion for sure. Either he gets all or he gets.
Understood. But there's no vadai. But he's not coming from a
vadai on the portion.
But he's not coming from a definitive poor place.
Correct.
That's the entire difference.
Anyone,
he can't pinpoint.
Anyone,
he can't pinpoint where he's a lot.
30% for sure.
33, but he can't pinpoint where that 30% comes from. He can't pinpoint the source. That's not a vada claim. The Gemara is saying.
Yeah, but they have a
vada. No, they don't. No, in the other case in the Mishnah, they have a vada. Correct. Correct, because they're the kid. They're the son. That's why it's different. So Ella e Damya, if you're going to compare it, right? Rashi says. Rashi says, "Idi suffik ninhu, shafilu has suffik. Even the suffik, and I need to find that Rashi. It's like smack in the middle. Idi suffik ninhu. It's important Rashi. This is good Rashi before it. Me dummy, hasim inu vadai. There, those sons are vadai. Shehein yodim mikoach mihein boin liyarish. They know from whom they are coming to yarshin." But idi sveikan innu. But here Shafilu Hasafik, who definitely would get a portion, ain't towing Tanas Vadai. He's not towing a Tanas Vadai. The Enyo Deyami Kohu Bali Yarish. You have to look at the claim. The claim is not a Vadai claim. Yes, the outgrowth of either claim would give him a portion, but the claim itself is still a Shema. That's not considered strong enough to be a Vadai claim. So the Gemara says if you want to compare. We don't see Mimanusha because he doesn't have a Vadai claim. So Ella I Damya. If you're going to compare it to a scenario, then this is the scenario you compare it to. L'masnisin over there, l'hadamya, the case over there is suffik u'bnei yavam, shebo lachok b'nichse yavam gufei. The case is you have the suffik and the children of the yavam who are going to be to split the yavam's nechasim. Meaning, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven has two sons, Avram Yitzhak, Shimon dies, Sarah marries Reuven, Sarah has a son, it's a suffik. Now Reuven dies. They're going to split Reuven's nechasim. So the Hasam, Amri Leh, the Bnei Yavam can say, we get everything, because we have a Vadai claim, and you have a suffix claim, go prove that you're our brother. I remember these situations, I wonder if like DNA evidence would work or not. Brings to that machlokas.
So every modern Torah journal has that shiloh.
Right, you're right. Okay, I want to get a little further, but we'll stop here. Lot to make up. Okay.
Good idea. You know how hard tomorrow is done.